Your brand is a story. I'll never forget the day my son read his first word. We were living in the UK at the time. I was driving through town that day when he piped up from the back, "That's Asda." I whipped my head around and saw him pointing an impossibly tiny finger at the huge Asda sign towering above the road. He was just 18 months old. He'd barely learned to speak at all, and yet he was forming an impression of a brand, making meaning from a set of experiences he'd had and then tying them together. Your brand is a story, a window on awareness, more than just a logo or a price ticket. That story is shaped by the experiences people have around everything you do, from typeface to copy, and even how they felt and what they saw on their very first shopping trips with their mom. It has the power to become the stuff of myth and legend, even for a tiny audience, if you enable people to see themselves as part of the story too. When what you're selling isn't what you're selling. Yesterday I skipped the early morning gym session, packed up my MacBook and headed out to the hair salon. This particular salon runs a no appointment system. It's first come, first served. So I got there almost an hour before they opened, sat on the ground outside and worked. 10 minutes later, another lady arrived. 20 minutes after her, yet another who I'd seen before. With 15 minutes to opening time, a grandmother showed up, excitedly chatting to two little girls about how they'd be talking to Carmel and how she'd know what was best for them to do. By 9 a.m, there were 6 of us, all queuing for the same stylist. By 9:05, there was a 3-hour wait for a $20 trim with Carmel, even though there were at least 4 other stylists available right away. A couple of people chose to wait, and some were reluctantly bumped to other stylists. I watched Carmel work all morning. The first question she asked before she even picked up a pair of scissors was, "Is this for the graduation? And if it's not, when is that?" The next client was asked how long before their 3-month trip overseas. It was apparently important not to put too much colour in this time round, so that the timing would be just right for the last...